If you weren't alive when Kevin White was mayor of the shitty of Boston, as he called it, you missed a hell of a show. He was the political version of watching the Boston Bruins' legendary number four, Bobby Orr. Elected in his 30s, White spent 16 athletic years at the top of the city he kept building taller. His hair turned white prematurely, but it added to his grandeur. So too did the bushy eyebrows. Carefully cultivated eyebrows, says one friend, that made him look like Atlas. Many longtime political observers will tell you Kevin White was pound for pound the best they ever saw. He had the touch, and he seemed to know the names of everyone in every ward of the city. When you met White, you got the hand thrust forward, the hearty shake, and then the touch, the left hand follow through to your back or shoulder. When Queen Elizabeth II came to Boston for the bicentennial, the protocol people told him not to touch her, which was like telling water not to flow. Watching the live TV coverage turned into a soap opera. Would he or wouldn't he? His right hand twitched in a state of agitation, extended, retracted. In the end, White couldn't keep his hands off the Royal Highness. He put the touch on everyone. And touched by his own self-regard, he came to be known as Kevin from Heaven. Walk downtown, feel the wind through the tunnel of towers, look up at the skyline, and chances are you're looking at Kevin White's Boston. Offices and edifices went up at a record clip. He vowed to create a city where people could walk down to the sea. It's that vision that eventually brought down the elevated Central Artery and reconnected downtown with the North End and the waterfront. Liberal, young, and dynamic, at the high water mark of 20th century liberalism, Kevin White was becoming the mayor of America. White invented the concept of little city halls to decentralize government to attend to the neighborhoods. But soon enough, White was better known as Mayor Downtown. It was trouble in the neighborhoods, the poor neighborhoods, that roiled his administration. Racial tensions exploded as the era of court-ordered busing began. White had promoted diversity in government, but he also commanded the police. And to protect the buses and black students from stone throwers and mobs, the police turned to billy clubs. Some saw White as a stabilizing force during those brutal and divisive years. Others saw him as lacking leadership in what would be seen as an experiment that failed all the city's neighborhoods. He was mayor in the middle, where his mark was less than distinguished. Along the way, as he played in the sandbox of the scale model of downtown Boston and grew grander, federal prosecutors and investigators came knocking. Mother of God, to use one of his favorite expletives, he had built a machine that sometimes seemed like that of Big Boss Mayor Richard Daley in Chicago. His machine came up with a novel way of raising and laundering cash contributions. They threw a birthday party for his wife Catherine in 1981. City employees were invited and told to bring something green. Though the gumshoe spent 7.5 years investigating, the feds never laid a glove on him. Never found a charge to file. A survivor to the end, who loved to engage the press, Kevin gave a scoop that he was running for a fifth term to Herald columnist Peter Lucas, who'd been tweaking him as Mayor Deluxe. And when the front page ran the headline, "White Will Run," the next day, White settled the score by announcing he wasn't running. Kevin from Heaven was always great for circulation. And now that he's out of circulation at 82, he's still in the skies of Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.